Howdy, guys. It's Eric here. I just wanted to jump on here and apologize. The sound quality on this episode is off. We had some engineering problems. It's a long story. It's my fault. But we had an amazing guest. Drew is hilarious. We reviewed a beer that really warrants review, of course. We talked about Coronaritas. We talked about Epcot. I don't know what you want. And I didn't want to lose this episode. So I've done everything I can to kind of get the sound quality as optimized as possible. But again, it's not perfect. We know that. We're sorry. Next week's, we already recorded it. It's already better, even without editing. So I apologize for that. But, you know, there it is. That's how it is. We're going to have Drew on as soon as we can to try and compensate for the fact that the sound quality is not as good as he deserves. So anyways, I still hope you enjoy it, even though it isn't perfect. You know, luckily it's a podcast, so we can all move on real quickly. All right, hope you're doing great, and I will talk to you soon. Bye, guys. Today's episode was sponsored by two wonderful local businesses. First, Levin Farms, founded in 2016, provides local fresh vegetables in weekly boxes to community-supported agriculture members, CSA, in Southwest Virginia and East Tennessee, using organic and regenerative practices to grow nutrient-dense food. Community-supported agriculture is a food production and distribution system that directly connects farmers and consumers. In short, people buy shares of a farm's harvest in advance, then receive a portion of the crops as they're harvested. Check them out on Facebook or Instagram. Also, we're sponsored by Glade Pharmacy in Glade Springs, Virginia. Locally owned and managed, Glade Pharmacy provides the highest quality pharmaceutical service in the Emory-Glade Springs area. If you are near Emory and Henry College, then by God, you're near Glade Pharmacy. Check them out and tell them all us over here at Pickled Eggs and Cold Beer sent you. The most imported beer in the modern United States isn't German, though it is a German-style Pilsner. It isn't Spanish, though for most of its history it was owned by a Spanish immigrant who left his home village of Cerezales de Condado, which is in León, Spain, hundreds of millions of dollars for infrastructure development upon his death. It is a beer that has been made into gummy candies, a beer that has been the object of vast conspiracies on behalf of international beer supergiant Heineken, and a product at the center of discussions of the North American Free Trade Agreement. It's a beer associated with beaches and boxing, a beer accused of accelerating climate change, and a beer that Forbes recently ranked the 74th most valuable brand of any product or service on the planet. Hoy, en Huevos Encurtidos y Cerveza Fría, estamos hablando de Corona.
Listen, all you prize fighters who don't want to meet defeat. Listen, all you prize fighters who don't want to meet defeat. Take a tip from me, be off your Lewis's beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, it's that time again, that hour of the week. We all gather around the warm glow of a G2V indicating a main sequence star with a temperature around 5,800 Kelvin to share a frosty cold beer, consider its place in our history and culture, review it like it was a late summer blockbuster film starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and probably make some wild, pointless detours. As always, I'm your host, Eric Drummond-Smith, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jason Matthew Clayman. What's up, Clayman?
Nothing
at all. Have you done anything interesting? Good. Very good. This is the most talkative he's been in episodes. So we're joined today by our very special guest, Staff Sergeant Drew Cumbo. What's up, Drewbo?
Drew's fine. Thank you.
That's what I said, Drewbo. Drew is fine. Cumbo, what's up, man?
Yeah, nothing. Just excited to be here and drink some coffee.
You should talk in the microphone, probably.
Sorry about that. Just excited to be here with your wonderful beard and Hawaiian shirt.
Thank you. We're a good one for you, right? We kind of match.
It's green, yeah.
We're both in green. That's great. Awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, guys. I think it's time to drink beer. What do you think?
Hey, it's Drew's birthday.
Let's all sing happy birthday to Drew Clayman. Let's do an interpretive original version
I'm gonna let you start.
Okay. To you, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I almost forgot. I think I forgot the words.
Happy birthday and stuff. Happy birthday.
I don't know about you guys, but I just went from 6 to midnight. So.
Oh, that is great. Wonderful. And if the sisters who wrote the Happy Birthday song were still alive, I would gladly invite them to be sponsors of the podcast. But they are dead, which is why we can sing that song. So thanks a lot, America. So, guys, you want to open a beer?
Yeah, I've got the bottle.
Happy birthday, Drew. How old are you now? You're 14?
I am 14 plus 20.
You were 34 American years old.
For those of you keeping count at home, indeed.
A little math lesson today.
A lot of people do. This will go on the Pickled Eggs and Cold Beer Wikipedia. Oh, that was perfect in the microphone. All right, so no, this is in the glass. This is now, guys, we're going to immediately have to deal with one of the great controversies of Corona, which is... should we use a lime? We've cut limes up. Of course, obviously, like at most American restaurants, that's what you do. But you want... oh, thank you. That is horrible. Never do that again.
Olive oil.
You just caused... That's more acceptable. You've just caused a car wreck by people listening to this. Oh, my God. I'm the only one with headphones on, and so no, seriously, do not do that. I don't want to have to edit this whole section out. Oh my God, that's loud. Anyways, so we've got our glasses. First off, let's describe the color and stuff. There's a lot of bubbles, not as much as Miller High Life, but it's still a fair amount.
Looks a lot like the sap that the mosquito was caught in Jurassic Park.
It's like amber. It's an ambery color, yeah.
Amber-esque.
Mild, like very mild head. I'm the only one who still has head left on mine. Yours all as both disappointed.
I would say this is apple juice color.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So are we going to try this with, you want to try it and then do put the lime in then? Let's do that. That seems scientific, right? All right, let's roll. I'll take a first sip. Here we go. I like that smell. I like the smell better than the taste.
A skunky smell, but a good skunky smell.
I don't think it's very skunky, really. You think it's skunky?
Yeah. It has a kind of, it's a very unique odor.
I think it should be mowing the yard right now.
Well, it's definitely, and it's a clear bottle, so that wouldn't be surprising if you have skunkier smells. Not sounds, that would be surprising if it was skunk sounds. What's a skunk sound
the
like?
The amount of carbonation coming out of Eric appears to be more than ours.
Yeah. Where did you got these today, Clayman? Where did you get them?
Food City.
So you did not go to a gas station?
I did not. Well, I went to Food City's gas station.
Oh, they do have a gas station. So technically the ironclad, don't worry, guys, it's still canon. Clayman only shops at gas stations.
Mm-hmm. I did this after I bought a PB
gun. Yeah, we're not going to get into that. I think this is going to get exciting. What are you doing on your phone, Combo? What do you think this is?
It's silencing it.
That's not what he was doing. He was Snapchatting some tawdry huzzies. Hey, Clayman, do you Snapchat? Nope. How about you, Combo?
Just a little.
I get 200 Snapchats a day from Combo.
That's our preferred means of communication.
That is your preferred. That's true.
How long have I known you?
74 years.
73.
We met in the D-Day invasion. Unfortunately, we were on different sides. I was on America's and you were different. Yeah. The D-Day invasion, you were the Japanese side.
We said we were together.
What?
We met afterward.
At the D-Day party?
At the party.
All right, so I'm going to go on and put lime in this. I'm not going to lie. Because I'm not, the taste is not blowing it up for me.
I have spoken with a gentleman who's originally from Juarez, Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fan of Corona.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks it as often as he can when it's available.
That's his go-to beer.
He lives in the United States now, he says there's no fruit in the beer there.
Yeah.
He said nobody puts lime in it.
Yeah.
Which it must be an American
thing. That's what I've always understood. This is an American kind of habit. Now, I do wonder, though, is it a different recipe? Is the form sold in Mexico different than it is in America?
He says no.
So he says it's the same.
But, I mean, okay. It's not like he may know for sure.
That he's done the research.
Yeah.
Probably not. I mean, I doubt that it is. But, in fact, actually, that's something I'll bring up right now while we're talking about it. I'll get into the ingredients. They're a little more modern. Apparently, this brewery was founded in 1925. The most recent owner... before it became part of like a multinat, basically, was a German immigrant, a Spanish immigrant to Mexico, who then when he died donated like most of his fortune back to the village he grew up in Spain, like tens of millions of dollars, maybe even hundreds of millions. But this is brewed in northern Mexico in the town of Nava, in the state of Coahuila, I think. I'm sure I'm going to be getting that wrong, which is really close to Laredo, Texas. The ingredients are barley malt, rice or corn, hops. And I never found on a Corona related site what kind of hops. So I got onto Hops List, which is a great resource. And they said they allegedly only use Galena hops, which were bred, they weren't genetically engineered, they were bred from Brewer's Gold and first used in beers in the United States. I think they were bred in Idaho in 1968. So that's at least one significant change in recipe since the original. And then yeasts, and they use ascorbic acid as an antioxidant and propylene glycol alginate, which is an algae extract. And those are probably both to try and like achieve a stable enough version to keep it in clear bottles, is my guess, as opposed to going to the more expensive hops that we see in say, Miller High Life. So that's the ingredients.
So are you saying Miller High Life is a superior brew?
My first instinct is to say I like it better.
I don't think that's ever been said.
I don't know. When you hear that episode comes out, that'll come out right before this one. So when this episode airs, that the Miller High Life episode, you're going to hear a lot of love for Miller High Life there, Combo.
Yeah.
When was the last time you had one?
Bill's always pushing them on me.
Bill's
always pushing on me, but I'm usually about six beers deep when that happens anyway.
Yeah. So you don't really taste it. It's not like your first beer. It is. Well, obviously, Bill, that's like his favorite beer. Bill is a friend of Drubo and me, and Clayman, of course, now. I prefer Miller High Life to this. But this is your go-to beer, right?
This is my go-to
cheap
hot weather beer.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I think in the summertime, I do like it.
I'm not trying to be negative. I don't dislike it at all. I mean, it's...
This is not Bud Light. Let me say that first and foremost.
Yeah.
Because I do like this. I would buy it. I would drink it. I have done all of those. Especially today.
Literally, you've done all of those today and this day. Clayman bought the beer today. Thank you very much for that, Clayman.
I did not get a shout out as a sponsor.
Thanks for your service.
Yeah. Thank you for it.
Yeah. And tell us, that's true. We haven't really gotten into that. Tell us something about yourself there, Staff Sergeant.
I'm a Staff Sergeant in the Girl Scouts, where I've gained all 29 canoeing badges.
There are 29.
We're going to need to talk about
there's 29 different canoeing badges in the Girl Scouts.
Tell me some of those.
There's the Rabid Beaver one.
Sure.
It's when you have to canoe away from a rabid animal. There's the upside down canoe where you sit on top of
it. I just want to point out, Drew is having a real hard time not looking me in the eyes because he has good social skills. It's weird, isn't it?
It's a little awkward.
It's a little awkward. I'll tell you what, we're going to make a horrible sound that I might be able to edit out, so we're going to do this. How's that?
It's much better.
You like that? There we go.
I can see your beautiful face.
Yeah, but now you will never look at Clayman.
Wow, that's okay.
Clayman's fine. He's totally antisocial. Clayman, feel free to jump in with anything you want.
Hello.
Great. So you, but now what do you do? You do in the, you're not really in the Girl Scouts, unfortunately.
No, they threw me out.
You were male and over 18.
Yeah. Can they do that now? Can they throw you out for being male now?
The Girl Scouts do not accept men. The Boy Scouts do accept girls, I believe.
Did you say accept or expect?
I would say probably both.
Very different.
I think you're right. You've caught me in a bit of an error. Shit. Anyway, so moving on.
Today's my birthday, as we said, 34.
Yeah.
Virginia Army National Guard. Been doing that about 16 and a half years.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of HR-related stuff now for them. I've done various other things. I got a six-year-old boy. He's the bee's knees.
He's the coolest, yeah.
His name's Noah. He's a lady killer.
How many girls is he dating right now?
Well, it's only the 2 days of school in, so he's only up to 15 right now.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow.
All of them faculty.
That's awesome.
All right. I feel like we got your number right there. Well, all right, right. So this beer, what led you to like this beer? Was there an experience? Was there a thing in your background? Was there what's the what is?
No, just random Corona drinking. It's my go-to cheap beer if it's hot outside.
Sure.
Pretty much that and PBR is all I drink, like, commercially. I'm at a brewery.
So would you say that you are essentially a hipster?
I don't think you're allowed to be a hipster if you're a true Appalachian. I think the only hipsters in Appalachia are imported.
I'm going to cordially disagree with that.
The carpetbagging hipsters.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. We're going to get letters over that.
That's pretty accurate, actually.
Great. You've totally thrown me off guard now. Well, what do you know about Corona? You came up with a list of stuff.
I do have some very accurate facts.
We're gonna test to see how much he really
facts
knows.
Facts by Drew.
Facts, these are actually from the interwebs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're
official.
Official, yeah.
It's actually the official movie of the official beer of the movie Delta Farce with Larry the Cable Guy.
I've never seen that movie. Is that true?
I've never seen it either.
You just looked it up.
You know, a guy at a bus stop told me that, actually.
The bus stop. You hanging out at a lot of bus stops in the Tri-Cities?
Where else do you get Corona?
Clayman gets it at gas stations.
That's true.
Corona is the only beer that Usain Bolt drinks during his races. So while he's running, he's drinking.
So while he's running,
he's drinking. He can't see it because he's so fast.
Okay.
Trump's border wall will have Corona billboards to sponsor the cost.
I can say that that is not true. And we're going to have ads to say, I'm beginning to doubt the veracity of these claims.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
This one is true here, though. It's Corona was originally brewed at the Alamo by Davy Crockett, and that's what caused the Battle of Mexico.
The Battle of Mexico.
With Mexico.
With Mexico. So let me, I'm going to, hold on. I want to unpack this because this deserves some attention. So David Crockett. From Greenville, Tennessee, outside of Greenville, Tennessee.
The very same, yes.
American treasure. Goes to support the Texas independence movement and opens a brewery in what is today Texas. Inside the Alamo. And what are you doing, Clayman?
None of your business.
Oh, I'm sorry. Because it's just coming through the microphone, so that's what I was... curious. I think he was over there doing woodwork with
texting with Chuck's mom.
How is Chuck's mom?
She's good.
That's good.
I'll show you the picture.
Oh, wonderful. So they why did the Mexican army attack the Alamo? Because this makes so little sense. I can't even make it work. Why?
I don't know. These are just facts. I'm just reading them off the internet.
You didn't get any of the background.
This is in a history.
Did you not see the last election, Eric?
I did. I'm a political scientist.
We don't need background.
Incorrect. Incorrect. All right, let's keep going before we get bogged down in this magic.
This is real news.
Oh, my gosh.
Just do a whole real news segment on this. The last one I have here is the beer is actually made of a special concoction of Chuck Norris's piss and
oh my god,
muskrat semen.
Remember the song Muskrat Love?
It's about this.
'70s.
It's about this beer.
Yeah.
Muskrat Love was about this beer.
Yeah.
Who sang that song?
I don't know. We'll look it up.
You're going to look it up.
We're going down the rabbit hole, people.
This is really interesting, guys. Muskrat Love. So.
It's kind of like that song Ben that Michael Jackson did.
Yeah, about the rat.
Muskrat Love, Captain and Tennille. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Oh, man. Who do you like better, guys? Captain or Tennille?
I'd say Tennille.
Yeah, Tennille.
What is playing? Do you hear that?
I'm about to do a song for you right now that at one time, for the longest time, was our second largest selling hit record, but now it's our third largest selling since we've had to do that to me one more time. It was written by...
So we have to comment throughout this or else it is illegal for us to play.
I was looking for the song and...
I was like, what is happening? I thought something was wrong with the computer. And I was going to have to start again, and that was going to be weird.
Talking.
Tennille.
Yeah, that was from someone had used a camcorder to record the Captain and Tennille on their television.
Wait, hold on, shut your mouth. Captain and Tennille were on TV,
yeah.
And these people got like a...
handheld camcorder out and recorded it as it was playing on the TV.
And then they were like, you know what, we should put this on.
The YouTubes.
Yeah.
It was from an old VCR tape.
Huh.
VHS. Not Betamax.
How are you sure?
I'm positive.
How do you know that?
It said it.
Great. So you want to know some things that they sponsor?
Sure.
I know. We're getting in there, guys. Don't worry.
Not the border wall.
They do not sponsor the border wall. I'll tell you what. Let's talk about the ad then first. Before we get into like the sports and crap. So, of course, on our website, pickledeggsandcoldbeer.com, we always have several of our ads. And one of the ads that's very interesting is they have a – I wasn't prepared for this. They
have an ad.
An ad that is a response to the Make America Great campaign, basically. And it is basically about how America's already great. Now, of course, as always, we do not have the actual sound. Unless, Clayman, if you want to play it on your phone, you can. But I'm just going to turn it on with the English subtitles so that we can read it. Oh, wait, that's playing on the thing. So, America great again. So it's like... America. America is the land of opportunities.
I can play this if you want me to.
Do you want to?
Sure.
Okay. So we'll translate kind of as we go.
Great again. America, the land of opportunity. America is the land of opportunity. A land of more than a billion people. Wild America. Multicultural America. United America. Enough of using our name to create division. That's not who we are.
No, I want to pause. Can you pause that one sec? So, like, as it's going, what this commercial is showing is scenes from all over both North and South America. And it's showing people of basically every imaginable ethnicity and every imaginable setting and every imaginable kind of activity, cultural activity and stuff like that. So this isn't the first beer we've seen that has come out with commentary in response to A, the attacks kind of on NAFTA, but B, the concern with the just the policies of the current administration. So, but it's very interesting. I always find it really interesting when you have a beer that their instinctive interest is to be like completely neutral, right? And they take a very clearly open political stance. So, let's keep going with that claim.
And we are proud of our colors. We are the continent that touches North. We are the navel of the world and also its lungs. We have hands that resist all efforts and feet that make soft a constant revolution, undeniable celebration. We are all. We are 35 United States because we are all Americans, and that's why America has always been great.
And I think that's a, I just think that was a very interesting kind of thing. And I know it's a little early for us to start doing ads and talking about the ads, but yeah, that's a really, what do you all think about that ad?
It's pretty relative.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of a ballsy ad, yeah. Honestly. I also think it's kind of like the visual imagery. I think it's a really beautiful ad. What was that? The devil? Oh, that was mine. Sorry. It's a really beautiful ad. So now, while we're talking about ads, that's a real heavy one. But the Corona ad that, for me, is the Corona ad, is one of the five longest running ads in the history of television. And it is the O Tannenbaum ad.
The Christmas ad.
The Christmas one. So, and basically, it's like playing O Tannenbaum in the background. And it's on an island, and you got the little house, and there's the palm trees. And this came out in like 90, I think. And then all of a sudden, one of the palm trees lights up with Christmas lights. And this is played every single Christmas since like 1990. You think about that, that's a really unusual thing.
That's almost 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
And number one, that's hard to believe.
Yeah.
Just that's almost 30 years ago. But
yeah, exactly. So that's a really good ad. But I mean, I think one of the things that's interesting is that most of the Corona ads, like, that's enduring. That's a really beautiful ad. But most of their ads are kind of, what would you say is the generic Corona ad?
Well, it's on the beach.
Yeah, it's always on the beach.
No, always real simple.
Really, really simple.
No dialogue, even, just.
Or very, very little, right?
Very visually aesthetic.
There's one that I really like, the football trick. And you know the whole, like, in cartoons or movies, when you're, like, trying to impress a hot girl on the beach, you play football in a way that makes the ball come close to them, so you have to run in front of them. The Corona ad, the football trick Corona ad, which I think came out this year, shows this guy, he throws a football, and it lands in front of this attractive woman in a bikini. And she kind of, like, stares at him, and he's like, hey, what's up? I have this sauce duct tape hair. And that's what people say, I think, when they're nervous. And then it was how's it going?
The most recent one's pretty interesting. Oh. It's the summer is here, because mm-hmm. a guy pulls the Corona out of a cooler. Oh, yeah. Looks at it. Like, I don't know if he takes a drink, but he goes, "You know, summer is here." It's like it. You know, when you
start
buying Corona,
you could tell it's summertime. That would be interesting to see their sales figures over the year and see how they vary.
Seasonally.
At least in the United States and, say, Canada and so forth.
I know people eat drink it year round. I mean, Drew, you do, right?
Yeah. But I would definitely say I don't know the last time I had a Corona in the winter. I can't. I just don't do it. That's not to dismiss it.
Have you ever been to Mexico in the winter?
I've not. And that's what I'm saying. I think in Mexico it may be quite different. Because it is. It's a very light beer. It's good for warmer temperatures. Spring, sure. But winter.
It's the long mode beer.
Yeah.
The weather in Mexico is different.
That's what I'm saying. My God, Clayman. Yes.
Well, we had the whole issue with the capital of Georgia. I wanted to go ahead and clarify just some geographical.
So I have not made my traditional Eric Smith geography mistake. And yet you are trying to impose one on me.
Well, I wanted to clarify things before we got to that.
This one's more about climate change. and how you're not a believer.
I am absolutely a believer in climate change.
I forgot to tell you, Al Gore.
Yeah, my good friend Al Gore, who invented climate change when he invented the internet.
It's also
mm-hmm.
and lock boxes.
You gotta, we're gonna take a key. We're gonna put it in the lock box. First we're gonna need to lock the lock box with the key.
Right.
That's where they got us.
That's where they got you. But then you got to take the key.
I've been able to find the key.
You put the key. You got to get the key to somebody. Has it. Tipper Gore has the key.
I think so. He may be the key master.
Which would mean Rick Moranis.
They probably put it in one of those fish bowls.
No, wait. He's the key master. Rick Moranis is the key master.
Yeah, but I think Tipper took that office away from him.
So what was Sigourney Weaver's job?
She was Gozer.
No, Sigourney Weaver was not Gozer. Sigourney Weaver, there was the Keymaster and the somebody Gatekeeper. Yeah, I think that's right. And guys, what this really is all to say is Corona.
Somebody start the bus and put it back on track.
I don't know that we need to. This is going great, guys. Hey, let's talk about climate change for a second. How's your how are your beers going? We're both about everybody's about halfway done. What are you thinking so far? Oh, Clayman, did you? Oh, I thought you. Oh, Clayman is chugging his beer. He has finished it. Yeah, Clayman always finishes his beer before everyone else. It should be said.
I'm really into conservative efficiency.
So, there's a lot of different articles on where the leadership of like the villages like Zaragoza and Nava in Mexico are really, really worried. Because as the demand for Corona has increased, Corona apparently gets most of its water from very local watersheds in this very dry environment. Wow, are you okay?
No.
You just, oh, do you have the plog?
No, I'm just, you know, the plog from my left feet is so strong and strangling me.
That sounds like a young, hip, cool song lyric.
It's a Hall & Oates song.
Hollow, I don't know what that is.
Hall & Oates.
Oh, Hall & Oates. I thought you said Hollow Note. I was like, Hollow Note? That sounds like a suicide band. Like a bunch of goths on stage. Like, my love for you is trailing me.
Didn't you show us that video on YouTube earlier?
Yeah. We were watching earlier. They didn't know what ASMR was. So we watched some ASMR videos. ASMR is basically... Google it, guys.
When your kids are not around.
When your children are not around. Well, it's not just sexy time. I mean, it could be other stuff, but people will be like, they'll touch the microphone and they'll make like lip smacking sounds. You know, which 3/4 of humanity hates. But apparently, there's enough people that there's a whole subgenre of the internet dedicated to people who just love sounds like this. Like, that doesn't do it for me. Or like, well, no, that just sounds like Mr. Ed. Like, that's the sound Mr. Ed would make, and they would edit it out. So anyway, so Nava and Zaragoza and the other local leadership, they're very worried that basically, like the enormous demand for water to make this beer is basically completely destroying. Or has the potential to destroy the watershed and the water reserves of this area of Mexico, and will is increasingly causing droughts, and therefore is causing increased poverty in this area of Mexico, and some authors are arguing that this is part of what kind of NAFTA does. NAFTA makes it very easy for large corporations to make a lot of money, but for individuals who are working by themselves or people who are small-time companies and stuff like that, it makes it more difficult for them to compete because they're competing increasingly on the transnational scale. There's the other problem of apparently increasingly Mexican farmers find themselves, who used to traditionally sell to Mexican breweries, are finding themselves being supplanted by American farmers. Because we have such a scientifically efficient farming complex, and NAFTA makes it more efficient to import grains from North America, from the United States, or even in Canada in some instances, and that actually is undercutting again Mexican farmers, so and increasing poverty. So, how do you feel about the fact that you love this beer that some people is accusing of such problems? I don't know, and honestly, I'm not gonna lie. Like, I have not really dug deep, but I think those are kind of valid. They're interesting things, right? Like, is that what how capitalism is supposed to work through?
I think it is, and that's the problem.
No, that's not how it is. You're supposed to research what you buy.
I don't think anyone does that.
No, no one does. Yeah. No, that's the dilemma. Yeah, that's the problem. No, I wouldn't even say, I mean, I'm quoting these as saying, these are some of the fears and concerns. I'm the first to say, I surely haven't done the research. And I buy Corona too. Like, I'm not please. I just think it's interesting, right? Like, to think about this kind of thing.
Everything you drink or eat, if you research enough, you're just going to be eating styrofoam.
I wouldn't do that. That's bad for the environment.
So wait. Damn. That is a one. Drew, what's your favorite thing to eat with styrofoam?
Gravy.
Gravy?
A little sriracha styrofoam mix.
Mm.
It melts it in your mouth like napalm.
Wait. Like napalm?
It's good for you.
Guys, I just want to point out we are in Toilet Kitchen Studios.
I want to bring up something.
Yeah.
Do you remember, and this was probably 20 years ago, when the beer market had a competitor for Corona?
I think they still do.
Called Tequiza.
Oh, yeah. That's still around.
I was thinking more of Landshark.
Yeah, that is basically taking the place of that. Yeah. The Tequiza was beer infused with tequila. Or agave, I guess. Agave nectar and lime.
What's it got a marijuana leaf on the side?
That's what I always thought, too. It looked like
it does kind of look like that,
that's an agave plant.
I don't know that I've ever had tequiza.
Well, and then it went away. It's been discontinued by Anheuser-Busch. And then Oculto came out, which has the skull on it, which looks like the Dia de los Muertos skull.
Yeah.
It's infused with agave. And again, trying to kind of play off that whole Mexican vibe, I guess, or South American, Latin American vibe. And it's pretty, you know, Culto is not bad.
I've had it.
It's not horrible. Tequiza, I'm going to say it's not a bad thing. It's not available these days.
It was not good.
Nobody was crying.
I think I remember smelling that once and being like, I will not be drinking this.
Did you immediately go, ugh?
Congratulations, Clayman.
I worked in vomit noise.
Make sure that gets into the Wikipedia or the wiki for the podcast. That once more, Clayman, it is canon, always makes a vomit noise. Can you make a good vomit noise, Drew?
I make them pretty good when I'm working out with Adam Parks, but I'm not really good at recreating them.
Yeah, because he's like, eat all the sugar.
I think it's actually the opposite.
He's like, drink this corn syrup and then run a mile.
High fructose corn syrup is his favorite.
He does love it. That's true. I tell you what, we're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to have our first break. But before we do that, I do want to ask one thing. Have either of you had Corona Familiar?
Yes.
I haven't had it, and I'm curious. What do you think of it?
Heavier.
It's certainly heavier. It's like an ale, isn't it?
Yeah. What about the Corona Select? It's a newer one. Have you tried that?
The Premier?
The Premier, yeah.
I've not tried that.
The Premier, yeah. I'm not sure that's accurate.
Premier!
Oh my God. I will say, I'm definitely going to say that the Select is the Premier. God dang it. The Premier is, like, from what I've read, is kind of like the Michelob Ultra of Corona. So you have Corona Familiar, which is the heaviest. Corona Extra, which is more of a German-style Pilsner. Corona Light, which is classic light Pilsner, or light lager, whatever. And then Corona Premier is like Michelob Ultra. So it's just slightly less calories.
It's interesting that Ultra really has created that market now.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Diet Coke.
They got a little Chris Pratt advertising for them now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dreamy. I'll drink it just for that.
Yeah. Everybody seems to have it. And even Michelob Ultra has the lime cactus version.
I think drinking a cactus sounds like a good idea.
Would they have a lime cactus version?
Yeah.
What? That sounds horrible.
What about a cactus?
I don't know. I guess like cactus water. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you can eat certain kinds of cactus, and you can drink.
Well, you can eat anything here. You can eat concrete.
I mean, you can eat. Guys, we're going to take a break here at Pickled Eggs and Cold Beer and come back after we
gather our shit.
We get our. This is. We'll be back.
Bye.
Lying on the floor, they all tried to win, but the test was too hard. When he laid that hound bone up against that board, listen, all you prize fighters, don't play him too cheap.
Guys, we're back, and we've been talking a lot about bad choices that we're making today. Clayton, would you like to describe what we just made?
I think it's called a Corona-rita.
Yeah.
Which is, we made margaritas, and I don't know if any of us are ex-Chili's bartenders, but...
it should be said, or present.
Yeah. Maybe future. We followed the directions on the bottles, and they came out okay.
Right.
And then above average.
Yeah. And then we opened Corona Extra and turned that bad boy over in the margarita glass.
Yeah. So there on the website, we will have pictures. To make a Corona-rita, you make a margarita and you put the whole bottle of Corona in the margarita.
Upside down.
Upside down.
The whole bottle in the glass.
In the bottle.
Bottle and all.
Yes.
You explain that.
The physics. I mean, it's the whole, it's surface tension and stuff.
Individual physics.
Pressure, air pressure, rather, pardon me. Yeah. Yeah, if you do this on Mars, it may not work. We be warned. You've been warned on Pickled Eggs and Cold Beer.
That's season 2. We're going to test it.
Yeah. Yeah, Drew is building a rocket in his backyard.
Elon Musk, please call.
Yeah, please. We would love for you to sponsor the podcast. That would be amazing. If we made an beer podcast on the way to and from Mars.
What's the car? The dummy in the car and launched it?
Yeah.
That'd be a good Corona commercial right there. If they had one of these.
We're watching.
So describe what this madness. By the way, I do want to toot my own horn. I did go to a dollar store and I bought. Clearly, we're drinking tequila now. I did buy tiki glasses made out of plastic. They cost $1 each. And I bought straws that have umbrellas. And I think it's a really, guys, we're having a real tropical moment. This happy birthday, Drew.
Acapulco. We're classy.
We're real classy with our plastic cups filled with dollar beer.
White trash classy.
Oh, yeah, we are. I feel like we're at Sevierville. The white sands of Sevierville.
You gotta be careful. You remember the zip line place? You can get E. coli there.
They got E. coli at the zip line in Sevierville? Like that, yeah. We were talking about Dollywood earlier at Mike Mason's house. And guys, I gotta say, I like Dollywood. But, Drew is giving a subtle head shake. First off, Dolly Parton, if you would like to sponsor the program, I would very much like for you.
I like Dolly Parton, just not Dollywood.
Why don't you like Dollywood?
Oh, man. It's kind of like NASCAR. Simmers don't like NASCAR.
Why don't you like NASCAR? We're filming this, and it's race week, right?
Are we filming it?
Next week.
Taping it. Oh, that's next week is race week.
Next week.
You didn't tell me there's a camera.
Sorry. Yeah, there's a camera.
It's right above the toilet.
This is, yeah, it's in, we are in the toilet kitchen studio.
Yeah. It works.
Yeah. So.
I don't like Dollywood because everything's $48 to eat.
Sure.
There's lots of people that I don't like to be around.
You know, like rock candy that costs $12.
I'm not saying this stuff's bad. I'm just saying it's not in the, I'm not in the $48 price range on it.
Sure.
You have to park.
You work for a
long miles away.
Yeah, but they have those fun trams.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I was listening, if any of y'all mentioned Dollywood to my child, Muerto.
That is Spanish for death. We're trying to be multicultural here, and I don't want him to like speak over the heads of people who don't speak Espanol. Spanish. So,
This is too good, actually.
It's really good. It goes down.
I'm going to power through this.
I'm not going to lie. I like this better than regular Corona.
This is kind of like tequila. No. Except better.
No, this is not. There's no way this is like tequila. How have we never had this, guys?
I've been failed by Peters.
I feel like some bartender at some point in our past should have been like, well, if you like Corona... And you like tequila, but you're going to love.
You like to black out.
You like to black out.
What was it when Chomsky said that?
What was it? Oh, well played. There's no, we should just end the episode. Right? If you like, that's, oh my God.
You're going to love this guy.
If you like Corona, in a margarita, made with organic margarita mix.
That is true. Very healthy.
Saving the whales.
Saving the whales. You're going to love. You know what we didn't put in our margaritas? Here, wait. Our poor Ramitas. Get it. We got those limes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. We may have to get another picture. I'm kidding. I don't care. Yeah, it should be noted. Drew keeps insisting he needs to take his pants off for this. And
I'm here to party.
Nothing says I'm here to party like a pantsless man.
It's a shitty country song.
He does.
I'm here for a long time. I'm here for a good time.
I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. I don't know. I think we listen to different radio stations.
I don't listen to those stations.
So what I'm starting to get from you, Drew, is that you've got a real antipathy towards Dollywood, NASCAR, and country music. Is that accurate?
Yes.
What if I offered you, what if I told you that because it's your birthday, Clayman and I chipped in, we bought you tickets for a long weekend, and you were going to go to Dollywood on Friday and have a great time with your son, and then you were going to go to the NASCAR race with him.
You've been to Dollywood with kids there? There's no way that's a great time.
I have been to Dollywood as a child. Okay. And
basically the same thing.
Yeah, it seems like the same thing to me. And I've been as an adult.
I would go on this weekend if I was provided unlimited Corona Ritas. I can tell you that.
Would you go to Epcot?
No, and he's not really into that. He's big on Legoland. He's never once mentioned Disney.
Legoland?
What? Well, Epcot's awesome.
I need Legoland.
I want to. My dream is to be wealthy enough to go to Epcot and do the drinking around the world. Have you heard about that?
That sounds like a good satellite podcast.
It does. No, it's a special occasion podcast. Drinking around the world is basically you in every country in Epcot. You get a different alcoholic beverage.
There's videos of it on YouTube.
Yeah, Clayman and I have watched them.
Looks painful.
But what's funny is they all start out having a really good time, and by the end, there are some people who clearly make mistakes. Like, the way to start is clearly start in Mexico and then move around.
Yeah, some people are like, I'm going to have two glasses of red wine.
Yeah.
And it's 95 degrees in Florida.
Yeah, doing it in July seems like a bad idea. Yeah.
Multicolored vomit special.
Yeah. I agree. I'm like, it hurts so bad. Like, I definitely think, like, that's a winter in Epcot Center
decision. Maybe a two-day. Or does it have to be done in one day?
Well, it's supposed to be done in one day. So, like, I mean, and there's, what, 11 or 12 countries in Epcot world.
You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning, though. So.
I mean, you could, but that's a sign that you have other concerns in your life.
You didn't have to wear pants.
So I'm out.
You can wear your t-shirt that says, I'm here to party.
I'm here to party. What?
Or your other t-shirt.
11 countries. There are 11 countries. So that's 11 drinks.
I could do that.
If you were to do it. All right. I'm going to, you know what? This is really interesting. What we're doing right here is really interesting. So I'm going to go.
What is happening to this podcast?
Shut up. We're learning a lot about Corona, man. So here we go. We're gonna talk about the World Showcase, and we're going to talk about what, I'm going to ask you all what you would drink in each of these. All right.
That looks like Japan.
Don't breathe directly into the microphone. That is really creeping me out. So the United States, what would you drink in the United States?
What would I choose to drink, or what would...
No, what would you drink? Claim it. Shut up. Assuming, like, what is the... Like, think of it like this. You're going to drink something specific to that place.
It's like Tennessee whiskey or Bud Light, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not...
Claim, are you going to drink a Bud Light?
Maybe.
What are you going to drink in Pavilion, USA?
Maybe a Coors Banquet beer.
Okay, yeah.
Maybe a Miller Lite.
I'm going to go with Miller, or Coors Banquet, because there's a lot to go. I'm not going to go Miller High Life. But I might also go, you know what, a whiskey, a Kentucky bourbon or a Tennessee whiskey.
If I could choose the beer, I would say most people would like the Bud Light out or would associate that. I would probably go with the Colorado Kool-Aid.
What is the Colorado Kool-Aid?
Coors Light.
Oh, gross. Yeah, they might have that, though. They probably have that. Okay, so, all right, we got a good plan. All right, Japan.
There's some really good Japanese whiskey, yeah.
That's mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's a...
There are.
Like a big following thing yet, but it should be.
You can get that in Japan. I've seen that. They have some very nice restaurants
there. Sake is probably what most people would
associated.
Well, and there's some good beers. Japan makes some really
Sapporo,
good beers.
I'll get Sapporo.
I think that's, I would go either Sapporo or Kirin Ichiban or Asahi's Japanese, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, I think the way to do this is to not go straight liquor, straight beer. Not, I would say if you're going to do wine, you've got to do wine the whole time. That's my thought. Like it.
And I just don't do that. So
Morocco is the only one of these where they don't serve alcohol.
Morocco made the cut. Okay.
Morocco, and it's really cool. They have really good teas
sure
and stuff.
Great, but just,
so I guess that's 10 drinks. So you can get tea. Yeah. So you might want to save that till halfway through as like a rebuild.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
What's
so
strategy.
Well, we're working on it, guys. I mean, we're all very smart men, and then also I'm here, and so France, how about that?
France be one. What is
that? Well, Kleiman likes Cronenberg, right? That's French.
I was going to say I would get Cronenberg 1664.
What was that?
The French beer. It's really good.
I would either do that or like a nice light like white wine. It depends on the temperature.
A spritzer?
A what, Kleiman?
Spritzer?
You know what? I kind of like spritzers. I might consider it. Again, we're going for...
Or champagne. I mean...
Oh, yeah, actually.
Champagne.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're now on our... Saying, assuming we've skipped Morocco, we're on hour three. We've had three drinks. United Kingdom.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to go whiskey again so soon.
Well, they're like warm beer people, aren't they?
They chill it in Epcot. I mean, they know their audience.
Yeah.
I mean, you could let it, you could put it under your armpit or something, but.
John Courage.
Mm.
Sounds like a superhero.
Oh, he is.
I would.
Does he turn you into a superhero?
After 12 bottles, he turns you into a superhero.
What's your superhero power, Clement?
Do what?
What's your superhero power?
Making people vomit.
Well, sounds like 12 of those would probably do it.
That is his superhero
it's
power.
It's really good. Yeah. You can't find it very often. What's, of course, Bass?
Bass is a solid.
Newcastle?
Newcastle, you know what? That's what I go for. That, I think that's a good call.
It's one of my first favorite beers when I was young.
Okay, Newcastle. We got Newcastle, and then we got Canada.
Oh, man. Moosehead.
God, Moosehead
is... Got, I can't wait to do Moosehead, because a lot of people...
You probably Moosehead.
You need to get, like, legit Canadian beer with the right alcohol in it.
Well, Moosehead is, like, people will steal that stuff. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Labatt's Blue, I would say, is an option.
Wilson Golden,
mm-hmm.
which you can't get everywhere.
Now, here's the other thing I'm going to say. We might want to save Canada a little bit for one key reason.
15?
They have apparently the best steak place in Disney World, which is saying something because the cooking is amazing there. And so, like, that seems like a good base for finishing this game. But that's something to think about. We don't have to make that decision. Mexico.
I mean, you had tequila. That's when you get a margarita at this point because your kids are screaming.
You know, obviously you're not going to take your children for the World Showcase drink around the world.
Bullshit.
That's what you're going to do.
Somebody's got to drive.
What? All right. I'm going to add some more rules to this. So we're staying on site. We're staying at Disney World. No one's driving. We're just going to get on the monorail when we're done and go back to our various hotel rooms. Sounds great. What's wrong with you? You're killing me. You just broke my heart. I want to take you to Disney World and destroy that hard crust around your heart. Okay. I don't have enough money.
It's called plaque.
Right now, yeah, you're plaque. Eventually, though, I do. Honestly, it is one of my favorite places on earth. All right, so Mexico, you're going to go for a margarita?
Definitely.
I think I might go for a margarita, too. A little.
Unless like they have, first. Like, straight mezcal.
They do.
Oh,
they have like tasting bars and stuff.
Yes, I forgot.
So that's where my journey would end at that point.
Well, here's the thing. I'm thinking Mexico mine should be last because it's going to hit you so hard. Clay, what were you going to say? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So we call these Coronaritas.
Mm-hmm.
I've also seen them called Margaronas.
Oh, man.
Margarona.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you said you were going to name Palmer if he had been a girl?
Yeah. What do you like? Which one do you like best?
I kind of like
I kind of like Coronarita.
I'm going to go Margaritas. Just dissenting the vote.
That's fair. Yeah. Hey, and Patrick Henry said no vote should be unanimous.
Talking for the high school with the...
Nope, not Patrick Henry. We're not getting into that at all. We are not touching that with a stick. So, Mexico... We've... You're going for mezcal.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for, I think, a margarita. Clement, what are you going to go for?
In Mexico?
Yeah. I mean, you can get a tamale. I think that's a key to this, is eating something with everything you drink.
Definitely that changes everything if you got to pair it.
You don't have to, but you can.
Not if you want, yeah.
Pacifica.
Oh, that's good. Pacifica. I like Pacifica. I like Sol a lot.
S-O-U-L.
Yeah. I like Dos Equis. We have somebody planned to do Dos Equis with us, so.
I do like that. But it's, you know, if it's warm, I'm not drinking Dos Equis.
I have a really important question, and it's obviously relevant to what we're talking about now. Would any of you choose to go for Corona in Mexico? If that was your...
Yeah, if it was there. I mean,
especially. Yeah.
So that is, but that's your, so it's Disney World. You're going to be drinking all these things. That Corona, is that what you're going to choose? Because none of you said it in your first instance.
Well, if it's hot and I'm getting a beer, I'm getting Corona.
Palomas. You can get one of those.
Yeah. But if you were getting a beer, that's what you would go for.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So Norway. I don't know. I don't even know what Norway is. Let's
Aquavit? Do they have that?
They do, I think, Norway.
Did you get a beer college plan?
Yeah, it was called Emery and Henry.
It's not a beer. It's a
liquor. Kind of redundant.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I had a different college experience. I was a community college kid, and then I did the adult degree program. That's why I'm so cultured.
You are very cultured. So, all right, I'm on Frommer's Guide for Norway right now. All right, Norway has strict drinking laws regarding alcohol and cares. The state has a liquor and wine monopoly. Unless visitors ask for a favorite brand of gin or scotch, they will be served a sour-tasting Norwegian homebrew. Okay. They're essentially beer drinkers, so like pilsners. So I'm gonna, you know what, just to do this. Most common. What does that sound?
There's a fly.
There is. That's from yesterday. There were some repairs done to Toilet Kitchen Studios, and
should have was full.
Yeah, oh my god! So they got. Let me see. Have you ever heard of any of these? I'm going to say them wrong, so I'm just going to accept it. Ringnes, Hansa, Oz, Arendals, Borg. Oh, the Borg.
Borg, yeah.
They're those guys from Star Trek. CB, EC Dolls, Friedenlund, Granz, Lundtangen, Mac and Toe.
Is that only mac and cheese, but it's got toes in it?
No, those are two different beers.
We should open a Norwegian brewery and call it EC Dolls It.
So you're gonna go for EC Dolls.
EC Dolls.
Clayman's gonna go for AASS Oz because he's gonna pronounce it as ass. And let's be honest, he just the opportunity to say that to a waitress is what will lead him. And you know what? I'm gonna go for Hansa.
Aquavit, if they have.
Hold on.
I don't know if they have.
It's not listed there.
Well, that's Aquavit is liquor.
Oh.
So let's see. Aquavit. Yeah.
It's lifelong.
O.P. Anderson, maybe? Yeah. Whiskey is from the same thing. The Water of Life. Aquavitae. Oh, wait, there's a... Dear Lord... Here, you want to read that? You read that.
Dear Lord, let your grace know that I send your grace some water with a messenger, Don Teest, which is called Aquavit. And the same water helps for all his illness that a man can have eternally. So they
internal,
have
internally.
Oh yeah, same thing.
The Lord of Bergenhus Castle, S.K. Bill.
There you have it, folks.
That was a letter about Aquavit. So basically, it is healthful.
And in Norway, it's Aquavit is most often matured in oak cask.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not a clear looking liquor. It would be more like a...
Yeah, you can see here's a picture of some, and it's a little... Can you see that, Clement?
I can.
Like a little... It's almost like yellowish...
Almost like a beer.
Kind of, yeah.
Color, yeah.
So, I'd try that. I would like to try that. That seems interesting. Okay, so Aquavit for Clayman and I, or Aquavit, as I guess is how it's said. And what are you going to get,
AC Dolls is what I'm holding fast.
AC Dolls. Okay. AC Dolls. AC Dolls. Great. China, what are we going to go for?
What's
their
beer called?
What's their beer? The only
beer. So people's beer.
Well, the one we reviewed. Country, you know? We reviewed Qingdao. There are many kinds. The most popular beer in the world is Chinese. It's called Snow. I've never had it. We're trying to get some to happen.
I
don't know if they have that though. Qingdao is. Oh man, that would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But they also have a liquor called, there are Chinese wines, and then there's a liquor called Baijiu. Baijiu, which is white, literally like white liquor is what that means. It kind of is like, what I always said it reminds me of is, have you ever had, what's the Greek liquor?
Sambuca.
It kind of tastes like that, but it's not as thick. It's more like a thinner version, yeah, almost like a vodka texture, but with that kind of licorice aints kind of taste. Yeah. So yeah, that's rough. That'll beat you up.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be a good idea. I think you should go for Chinese.
Qingdao is what I'm gonna go for. How about you, Drew Bo?
I'm following you, Boo.
You're gonna follow me, Boo, because I'm Chinese.
Can we get egg rolls?
In my spirit, yeah, they actually have some amazing restaurants in China in Epcot. So yeah, I'd be in for that.
You know, it's not really China.
It's actually run by Chinese people. What Epcot does is they bring in all their chefs, all their employees are from the countries that are there. So they have like an exchange program and a training program, and all the cooks, all the chefs are from those nations. So it is kind of the idea is to have like the world fair kind of experience, if that makes sense. So great.
So there's going to be crappy roads for 20 years afterwards? Is this what you're telling
me? No, the roads are great.
That's Knoxville, sorry.
That is Knoxville, which we do have in the refrigerator, World's Fair Beer Claiming, which we have to do a test on sometimes. All right, so we got two more countries as well, guys. Germany.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's
no schnapps?
Oh, that's
too sweet, man.
Yeah. It depends.
I heard Drew is just a Jägermeister champ.
I can't do Jäger anymore from the Halloween incident of 2000.
Yo, Jäger's horrible.
Jäger bomb. I can't even do energy drinks anymore either because of the
same. Really?
Jäger bombs are.
That's horrible. Those are
bad.
Catch
up with friends is bad. It's a bad plan all around.
Yeah, that you just gave us the outline of a horrible day.
It's like a horror movie.
It's like a Van Wilder movie.
Yeah. So
golf cart.
At one point, I think I might have. It wasn't mine, obviously.
It was thievery's.
That's the segue from the Mississippi Police Department. The 3-wheel segue.
So what beer are you going for, guys?
I don't know. There's so many in Germany.
I know.
I mean, I don't know what they would offer.
Remember, it's towards the end of the day. We're tired.
Is that the light?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Beck's.
Light. St. Pauli girl.
Is St. Pauli girl German?
No, I don't think it is.
No.
I think she's from Minnesota.
I think, yeah, she's
from
the United States.
St. Paul girl.
Nope, not the same thing.
I don't know. Yeah, I would do something kind of light, not heavy.
But like a lager pilsner.
Yeah.
Maybe an Oktoberfest.
Francis Connor or Optimus.
Oh, yeah. Or maybe, you know what? I'm going to throw this out there. Maybe a Riesling.
Yeah, Optimator's a little heavy.
It can be, yeah.
It can be a little much.
All right, we got one more, guys. Italy.
Peroni.
Yeah.
Or a Negroni.
Like a red wine, maybe. I don't know. If it's last, probably not wine. Probably be a bad choice.
It's last, so that gives you... Well, again, I'm going to probably go with what happened there. We're
happening over here.
The physics was wrong.
So are we
Coronita just farted.
Here, will you put that in the on the plate?
Marga's feud.
Thanks. That's right on the plate. Oh my God, guys, this is.
Whoa! Don't do that.
It hurt my ears. Oh my God. All right. God bless. So, there's a lot more we could talk about, but I feel like we're at that. What are you doing? What? Tap it right in the microphone, Clayman.
Sorry.
Have either of you tried the gummies, the Corona gummies? No. Would you drink a Corona flavored gummy?
I wouldn't drink it.
Or eat it.
You have to microwave it.
Sorry, guys. Would you microwave it and then drink it?
I just ate a tropical punch pickle earlier, so that was
yeah.
That was new. So maybe yeah, I'll try anything once.
Will you try any? Have you ever had a pickled egg?
No, I haven't.
Clayman?
Uh oh.
Here we go. It's getting exciting.
Suck it, Trish.
Yeah, Trish won't try anything. Trish, I don't want a Vienna sausage.
I don't like Vienna sausage either. That's
when was the last time you had one?
Iraq is all we ate for.
So let's talk about the Iraqs. We
just the one. We about six right now, actually, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it, doesn't it? So we were talking. The beer we originally wanted to do was what?
Petra.
Yeah, and we couldn't find that anywhere
it's
nearby.
It's from Holland. Maybe
I'll look that up. You talk about your experience with
it. It's not allowed to be imported into the country because reasons.
Because reasons.
It comes in tall boy. It's got a Coors type can. It's 8%, right?
Is it 5% and 13%.
13% is what we had over there.
And 8%.
We had
10%.
Whatever we had was packing. We'd bite off the Iraqis, which was not allowed, but we're the nasty guard, so we do what we want to do. It was quite delicious and refreshing, and you can't get it here, and it pretty much ruined our alcohol tolerance when we came home because nothing we would drink.
It's Jordanian.
Yeah, that's probably why we can't get it sent back.
So one of those rare wild – so I'm on a CNN article. I'm going to read from it directly by Orlando Crowcroft, which is the best name for a supervillain I've ever read. Orlando Crowcroft. Was he a Harold Potter character?
Oh, that was terrible, Clayman.
Well, you're gonna eat it.
You don't have to eat all of that.
Yeah,
American.
Yeah, I was about to say, don't worry, we got it. He wrote this book this article on CNN Travel: Six Top Beers in the Middle East and North Africa. It's got an article here. One of them, the number six is Jordan's Petra beer. One of those rare, wild, and as many Jordanians attest, almost undrinkable local beers that exist the world over. Petra beer is the special brew of the Middle East. At a staggering 8% ABV, it's the second most popular beer in Jordan after Amstel. Yeah. So
it's still the stuff by the trunkload on the side of the highway in this town called Diwania, the big clover leaf off the interstate. And we would stop and fill up the back seat to the Humvees and stuff.
Here's the thing.
To the window.
If it's not enough alcohol for you, get Petra Premium, which has 10% ABV.
No, that's whatever the one right there is. It's kind of Coors cans.
Yeah, it looks like a Coors Light can, doesn't it?
It tastes kind of Coors Light. Maybe it was packing.
Well, they have a quote from a guy named Johnny Shaw, who's a graphic designer, and he says, "If a visit to the ruins of Petra didn't knock you off your feet, a few cans of this beer will."
And he lied.
Yeah, so I would definitely like to try that. If anyone hears about this, please write us on Twitter or Facebook or email us.
You have to be able to buy it somewhere.
It's got to be available. In New York, I'm sure we can find it.
My commander just did a little tour to Jordan last year, and instead of smuggling beer to him, we were trying to get him to smuggle that beer to us because he had large amounts of it. I'd probably give $100 for a case.
$100 for a case.
Yeah, just it's you know
just because you miss it and
just to see what it probably tastes like shit, but to us then it was amazing.
Well, when you haven't had beer in
2 months, and in a country where alcohol is prohibited by religion, it took them about 30 days to figure out what the hell he wanted.
Yeah,
and get it to us.
Well, that's a very interesting institution, apparently. That's very interesting.
It's pickled egg time.
That's pickled egg time.
So let's have some pickled eggs. Pass me one of those, buddy. Don't worry, the pickle juice will keep it clean.
So it's at the bottom half here. It's red.
What is our brand we're using again, Clyman?
Old South.
Old South from Arkansas. These are beet pickled eggs. And this is your first pickled egg combo?
Ever.
Man, I'm really glad to be here for this.
Cheers.
God and St. Andrew, let's cheers it.
Taste of the holidays.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
What holiday?
Easter.
That's good.
That's good. Well, I can do it.
I'm not sure how it goes with a Corona Rita.
We're multicultural.
Very good.
Yeah. It's very good. We love these.
I wouldn't eat this. It ain't that bad.
They're good.
Yeah.
These are pickled flavors.
Mm-hmm. They are. Oh, gosh. My Corona Rita has me a little
sideways.
Yeah. Chew it right into it. What is with you guys on the mouth noises today?
You made us watch those YouTube videos.
I didn't make you.
You did.
You said, like, imitate them.
We couldn't run away.
Your doors don't have doorknobs on the inside.
Oh, my God.
Holy kitchen studio is not that big.
Oh, Christ in a handbag. All right. Well, I think we've reached that point where we do not have enough beer to open another beer, just a regular beer, so we're going to have to use our memory from drinking it earlier. Do you want to give ratings to both the Corona Rita and the regular Corona?
Definitely.
Okay, so, cool. What are your thoughts on the smell, the taste, the mouthfeel, all that of Corona?
On a scale of...
No, well, we're not rating yet. We're doing, okay. This is the build up to it.
I'm saying about a skunky smell, but not in a bad way. It's good. It's good.
It's a good skunky?
Yeah, it's not light. You don't have to chew through it like some of these darker beers do.
Okay. How about the flavor?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, it tastes good.
Clayman, do you have anything to add?
I like it a lot.
Oh, my Christ.
No, it's a...
Guys, this is an audio format.
It's very much a lighter taste. There's really not.
You know, there's not a lot of taste to it.
It's like crisp, I guess. Beer, I mean, yeah.
It's crisp. It's...
There's nothing off-putting. It's not over-carbonated. It's... there is that initial skunky odor at first.
But no real aftertaste. I mean,
very dry in that sense, yeah. Moderate carbonation.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I think it's middle of the road.
I'd say high to moderate, I guess, because it's not Miller High Life levels of carbonation, but it's, like, if you were to compare this to, say, a Coors Banquet or like a, I don't know, like a Miller Lite or something like that, I would say it's more than that. Not much head, which actually I think is increasingly kind of, I'm really starting to see how that is, you get that lack of smell when you don't have much head. Well, cool. Anything else you want to say before we rank them? Combo, how would you rank this damn beer?
Give him a scale.
Oh, the scale is a 0 to 5.
Bicycle to flower pot? I mean,
bicycle to flower pot?
Six bicycles.
Okay. No, how do you rate it between 0 to 5 stars, damn it? You have had basically the equivalent of 2 beers, and you were like,
I'm going to give it a 3.5.
6 bicycles.
You said bicycles to flower pots.
No, he did. 3.5 of 5. Yeah. What led you to that?
It's good as a go-to, so it pumps me up on it, but it's not.
In the microphone.
It's good.
Not, God.
I like it.
It's good. It's a good go-to beer, so that's why I give it more than it probably deserves.
More than it deserves. Also, I mean, it's not wrong for a beer for you to have a sense of connection to the beer.
Yeah, it's not gonna like win a bunch of awards at Oktoberfest, but you know.
I don't know if they do that at Oktoberfest.
They don't do Mexican skunky beers in Oktoberfest?
I don't think they do awards at Oktoberfest.
Oh. I don't think they're able.
What's the movie? The Das Boot.
Oh, that's about who could drink the most.
Beer Fest.
Beer Fest, okay. Yeah, so 3 out of 5. 3.5 out of 5.
3.5 out of 5. All right, Clayman, where are you at?
I'm 3 out of 5.
3 of 5.
Yeah, just middle of the road. I don't dislike it. I think it's good. I think it's a solid beer. You know, it has the ability, I think, to pair well with food, especially spicy foods.
Yeah,
I think it is a good, you could grill with it. You can, yeah. I bet it's actually pretty good to cook with, too. I don't know if you've ever cooked with
it. Yeah, and I think it would be a great beer on the beach. I don't know how I got that idea.
I don't know where you came up with that.
Plethora of commercials.
I'm going to give it a 2.75 of 5. Oh, man. I think it's a fair beer. Like, I'm not that far away from you guys. I mean, we're in the club. Mm-hmm. But it is not – I'm not going to say I've never gone to the store and said, oh, you know what? Corona is the cheap beer I want. But it's not a go-to very frequently.
Well, it's the higher end of the cheap scale.
Yeah it's definitely – yeah.
What about Landshark, do you?
I do not like Landshark. I've had it once, and I thought it was very skunky.
I think I bought it 2 or 3 times since it's been out. It's just not something I look for. I would buy Corona far.
Yeah. But like, if I'm going to buy a Mexican beer, I'm going to buy a Sol or a Pacifico or a Dos Equis all day long over Corona. And I don't mean that to insult Corona. It's just like I prefer those particular flavor profiles. I think Corona is really – I think its inoffensiveness is one of the reasons why it's more popular than some of the others. Like it's just – you know what I mean? Like it's just – you could eat it with anything. You could drink it with anything. You could
– you could pull it out of a cooler at a pool party and
you're never going to be upset with it. Yeah. Like no one ever goes, well, I don't – you know, you bought this beer – so I'm not going to drink it. Yeah. Though we're very excited about doing Old Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Well, Clayman has invented a drink, a mixed drink with Old Milwaukee. What is it called again, Clayman? Mm-hmm. And what is it?
It's an Old Milwaukee, and you throw several Swedish fish in it.
And that's all it is. That is all.
Yeah, it's probably not going to be bad.
It's not going to be bad. It's going to be great. So, all right, let's play a different thing since we did this. I'm just curious, and this won't even, we're not even going to put on the website. But how would you rate this Corona Rita?
You mean margarita?
As it were.
I want a 4.
4? That's really high end, man. That's great.
I'm tempted to go 4.25.
You can do what you want. You're a grown-ass man.
1.87.
How about you claim it? Oh, I'm sorry. What were you going to say?
It's good. It's like it's the best mixture. I don't really mix beer with liquor in a drink, but
yeah,
this is.
It is kind of weird because it's not like a traditional like Boilermaker style beer liquor meeting. It's just something different. Yeah.
Something different.
I do feel more cultured. I feel like a.
You feel more cultured because you drink.
I also feel like a middle-aged stay-at-home mom.
Named Margarita
is her middle name. Yes. Driving a Volvo SUV. So I feel like I'm going to drink this.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good choice. How about you, Clayman?
Scale 1 to 5.
Sure.
The Margarita Corona Rita. That does sound like a name. That's like our Saturday Night Live character.
It does. Margarita Corona Rita.
oh, gosh. I'll probably give it a 3.5. I think it's a good. Just something which, different.
Who would play that character?
Rosanna Dan.
Yeah, definitely.
What's her name?
Who passed Lily away? Tomlin?
No, Rosanna Dan was what was her name? Talk for a second.
A bit of news here.
Do not believe breathe directly into the microphone. Do not do it.
With a restaurant called the Purple Cow, which is located in Kingsport.
Mm-hmm.
And you may be.
And they have one in Gate City too, right?
Right. The people that owned it, the wife apparently shot someone in the face.
Oh my God.
And then, like she was originally, I don't know what all was going on, but she is probably in prison now. But she lived here in Abingdon on the lake. She dressed up like a clown.
Yeah.
Which is AK's biggest.
Oh, nightmare. Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah.
He would freak out, but
maybe.
Anyway, the Burger Cow restaurant is on fire as we speak. Probably burning to the ground because.
Insurance money.
Yeah, an SUV that was in line caught on fire and burst into flames, and then the restaurant caught on fire.
Oh my gosh.
Not funny at all. Not funny
at all.
There's
no grease there. I don't know what the problem is.
So, yeah.
An SUV caught on fire.
Yes. Didn't say what kind.
Wow. Rosanna Dana is Gilda Radner.
Yeah.
But alas, Gilda Radner passed away, but she would be perfect for that. Margarita Corona Rita. All right. Well, cool. I would. You know what? I'd give it a 3.25. I think it's good. I do. I am stingy. Thank you. That's very kind. I honestly, I think it's good. I think it's better than regular Corona.
Request this at a bar?
I'd strongly consider it. If I were in the mood for it, I would be like.
Maybe on a beach vacay?
Or.
All-inclusive resort?
Straight liquor.
If I was like, I want a peacock with a drink that makes me look like some kind of insane person, this might be it. Okay. Yeah, so that's it. Well, guys, do you have any plugs? How about you, Drew? Anything you want to plug?
In the Army National Guard, you can.
So you want to plug the Army National Guard?
No, actually not. Never.
It's too late. You plugged it. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Great. All right. Claim it. How about you, buddy?
I can't think of anything.
You don't have anything you want to...
Purple Cow?
The Purple Cow. You know what? They're going to need our help.
They are going to need our help. Now, I'm sure it's been sold and bought by different folks. So.
What a weird plug that is.
But that was a weird story. You know, looking at Clown the Killer. I'm not kidding.
It's on Netflix.
Yeah.
I think you know what? I'm going to go on and plug clowns in general. But is there, you know what? I'm going to plug, I had something in my head.
Earlier. You know what we need to plug?
What do we want to plug?
Because we need some people to support it. Bristol Rhythm and Roots.
Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah.
September 21st to the 23rd.
Tickets are available online. And it is a, 3-day music festival?
Indeed it is.
In Bristol, Virginia, and Tennessee. Or just Virginia.
Old Crow's the headliner this year.
Yeah, Old Crow Medicine Show will be there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna add to that, of course, Wolf Hills Brewing here in Abingdon, Virginia.
Definitely.
My go-to place. I do trivia every Wednesday. Come down and visit us.
Excellent music venue, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a wonderful place. They've got some amazing stuff right now on tap. So
we need to also plug our hometown here. Fall is approaching, and we always have visitors for the leaves and fall weather. So come visit Abingdon.
Yeah, I mean Appalachia in general in the fall is pretty astounding. Every time I find myself every fall just being like, people live in places that aren't the Appalachian Mountains, and I'm kind of shocked. Because I love it so much. It's so beautiful.
Drew even has a hat on that says Appalachian Mountains.
Does he? Yeah. Oh, he does.
If you pronounce it Appalachian, you're guaranteed to get a punch in the face.
You're guaranteed. Are you going to drive to someone's house? And
not just only by me, but in this area.
People do not like it.
They get real offended.
It's really, it's a sensitive subject.
It's mean-spirited.
So what,
it's how you identify yourself as a carpetbagger, really.
You've used that word repeatedly today.
Clayman used the word.
I did. I used it first.
I apologize. You
threw it out there.
I feel like this is really getting out of control. Is there anything else I was going to do? I don't know. I'll tell you what. Let's call that. Guys, we'll cast kittens. That'll do it for this episode of Pickled Eggs and Cold Beer. I'd again like to thank our guest, Drew Cumbo, for coming and shooting the bull with us today.
Meow.
I'd also like to tell you that the music used in this episode was Carl Martin's 1935 Joe Louis Blues, which is kind of a shout out to the fact that Corona, of course, is a major sponsor of boxing. which we didn't get to. And I'm sorry, we talked about Epcot and carpetbagging too much. So
I thought you said that music was from Karl Marx in the beginning.
Karl Marx. No, that's very different. We'll be back next week with another episode. But in the meantime, check us out on Facebook or Twitter or on our website, www.pickledeggsandcoldbeer.com for more content. Please remember to use common sense when consuming alcohol. Don't drink and drive. And we will see you all next week for another episode. Cheers. Thank you for coming, Drew.
Meantime, thanks for having me.
Just let me know. Cheers.
Fight them all. The bigger they come, he said, the harder they fall. That terrific left, boys, is all he needs. But that six ain't right, come with lightning speed. Listen, all you prize fighters, don't play him too cheap. Take a tip from me, the off Joe Louis is beat.